now for the news. Brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. When you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Cadaver, and Pinchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW, WOKC local area weather forecast shows a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the late afternoon. Otherwise sunny, with a high near 92. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news. Fairfield Community High School District 225 will hold a special board meeting tomorrow, Tuesday, August 9th at 5 p.m. in the SCHS Study Hall. In new business, the board will address the updated return-to-school plan. The board will also enter into executive session for consideration of employment for two paraprofessionals for special education, a part-time bus driver, and a special education teacher. The board will also consider increases in pay for paraprofessionals and bus drivers. More news right after this break.
Horizon Healthcare Medical Clinic is committed to delivering the best primary health care to all ages. From infant to geriatric, Horizon Healthcare is there for you at every stage of your life, offering care at four convenient locations, Fairfield, Carmine, Grayville, and Sissy, so you can enjoy exceptional care close to home. For more information on services or to make an appointment, call 618-842-4617. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
And now the rest of the news. The Fairfield City Council will meet on Tuesday, August 9th at 6 p.m. In routine business, the council will discuss repealing ordinance section 51.37, contractor disposal of waste. The council will also seek to approve a TIF agreement with David Savage, trick or treat dates, a resolution regarding the release of executive session, and a resolution authorizing the destruction of audio recordings of closed session meetings. Fairfield and Albion post offices are currently seeking applicants for the position of Rural Carrier Associate and City Carrier Associate. Interested applicants may apply by visiting www.usps.com/careers. Once on the website, select Apply Now, then select Illinois for the location and type Fairfield or Albion in keywords. Simply set up your profile and apply. Applications are being accepted until August the 10th. On August the 5th at 11:24 p.m., Fairfield police responded to 407 Southeast 7th Street in Fairfield on a report of a vehicle leaving the scene of an accident. They were informed the driver, Anthony C. Vasoli, 18, had driven through the yard, striking a table and left without stopping. Officers were still on the scene when the vehicle returned. They stopped it and found the driver, Vasoli, had indications of impairment. He submitted to field sobriety exercises, was placed under arrest for driving under the influence. He was transported to the Wayne County Jail, where he submitted a breath sample that indicated a blood alcohol content of .204. He was lodged pending a court hearing on charges of aggravated DUI, criminal damage to property, driving while license revoked, unlawful consumption of alcohol by a minor, operating an uninsured motor vehicle, and reckless driving. On August 5th at approximately 9:45 a.m., Fairfield officers responded to the intersection of West Main Street and Southwest 4th Street to investigate a motor vehicle crash involving a bicycle. The bicycle was operated by Rebecca Jones, 45, of Fairfield. Jones was crossing West Main Street while a 2017 Volvo tractor trailer operated by Holden Alsop, 18, of Whittington, Illinois, was traveling west on West Main Street. Alsop was in the north lane. Jones thought the trailer had cleared the intersection but rode into the side of the trailer near the rear wheels. Jones suffered injuries and was transported to Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Jones admitted fault in the crash and no citations were issued. On August the 5th, at approximately 6:38 p.m., Wayne County Sheriff's Department arrested 44-year-old Daniel V.J. Brockett of Fairfield on failure to appear warrants for no valid driver's license and 3 counts possession of methamphetamines. He was also ticketed for no valid driver's license. A court date on the warrants has been set for September the 2nd, with an appearance for the ticket set for September 29th. On August the 5th, Wayne County Sheriff's Department arrested 32-year-old Lawrence L. Schnell of Olney on a failure to appear warrant out of White County. Snell is being held for White County with bond set at $500. On August the 6th, Wayne County Sheriffs responded to an accident on County Highway 16 in Sisney. 29-year-old Caleb J. Willington of St. Louis was traveling eastbound on County Highway 16 when for unknown reasons he left the roadway to the south side, striking a culvert, causing damage to both vehicle and property. The vehicle driven by Willington was registered to the Emergency Management Systems and Transportation out of Belleville, Illinois. The damaged driveway culvert belonged to property owned by Dolores Atterbury of Sisney. On August the 6th, Wayne County Sheriffs ticketed Brian Malagna of Fairfield for driving with no valid driver's license. He was given a promise to comply with no court date required. On August the 6th, the Wayne County Sheriff's Office arrested 26-year-old Andrew Noel Gregory of Wayne City on charges of possession of methamphetamine, resisting or obstructing a police officer, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Gregory was lodged in the Wayne County Jail pending the setting of bond. 41-year-old Aaron K. Henson of Mount Carmel, Illinois, was sentenced Tuesday, July 26th, to a total of 7 years in the Illinois Department of Corrections in Edwards County for case number 2021-CF-18. Aaron K. Henson entered guilty pleas to the offenses of burglary and theft. Edwards County State's Attorney, Eric A. St. Ledger, prosecuted the case on behalf of the people of the state of Illinois, and Attorney Brian Schinkel represented the defendant. The Mill Shoals Riverton Community Breakfast that was scheduled to be held this morning has been canceled due to a family death. The Blue Point Free Will Baptist Church will host a blood drive on Tuesday, August the 9th, from 1 until 6 p.m. It will be held in the Link Gymnasium, located on the east side of the church. The address for the church is 1141 County Road, 1975 N, in Sisney. Visit redcrossblood.org to schedule an appointment. Be sure to enter code BLUEPOINT in order to make an appointment online. For any questions, contact Connie McGrew at 839-1981 or Pastor Ernie Lewis at 838-6708. The church is located 8 miles south of Flora, 2 miles north off the 161 extension on the Blue Mound Road. There will be a blood drive on Thursday, August the 11th, at the Flora Church of the Nazarene. In recent weeks, a decline in donations has caused the American Red Cross blood supply to shrink nearly 20%. This drop in donations can lead to a seasonal blood shortage, which can negatively impact patient care at hospitals across the country. The Red Cross needs donors to make an appointment now to give in August. As a thank you for helping, all who give from August 1st through the 31st will be entered to win gas for a year and will also receive a $10 e-gift card to a merchant of choice. To schedule your donation, call 1-800-RED-CROSS or 1-800-733-2767. You can also schedule a donation online by going to redcrossblood.org, then under the Give Blood tab, click Find a Drive, enter your zip code, and click on the Schedule button. The next blood drive in Flora will be held on Friday, September the 9th, at Flora First United Methodist Church. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will be hosting a blood drive for the public on Wednesday, August the 17th. The blood drive will take place from 10:30 until 3:30 at the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Educational Annex Building, located at 203 Northwest 10th Street. Register online at redcrossblood.org with sponsor code Fairfield Memorial or contact Shauna Williams at 847-8242. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Senior Life Solutions will hold the next coffee club from 9:30 a.m. until 10:30 a.m. on Thursday, August the 18th. The coffee club will meet in the Fairfield Memorial Hospital Cafe and is open to anyone interested in attending. This is a great opportunity to get together with other people in the community in a social atmosphere. You don't have to be a participant in the Senior Life Solutions program to attend. Free blood pressure checks and refreshments will be offered. For more information, contact Senior Life Solutions at 847-8298. The Illinois sales tax holiday began on Friday and continues through August the 14th. The state will reduce its sales tax rate from 6.25% to 1.25% for certain clothing items costing less than $125 and school supplies. The state estimated the sales tax reduction would amount to $50 million in savings for taxpayers. The holiday includes clothing items defined by law like shorts, pants, skirts, shirts, and underwear. The tax reduction will also apply to aprons, hats, caps, earmuffs, coats, belts, rubber pants, lab coats, hosiery, scarves, bathing suits, school uniforms, and neckties. It also applies to shoes, shoelaces, slippers, insoles, boots, socks, and sandals. Other school supplies included are binders, book bags, calculators, cellophane tape, blackboard chalk, notebooks, erasers, folders, index cards, legal pads, lunchboxes, pencils and sharpeners, supply boxes, protractors, rulers, compasses, and scissors. The tax breaks do not apply to ballet, tap, or athletic shoes, briefcases, hair bows, handbags, sports gloves, goggles, hand and elbow guards, shoulder pads, chin guards, or mouth guards. Also excluded are protective equipment items, such as breathing masks, hearing protectors, face shields, hard hats and helmets, respirators, protective gloves, safety goggles, or tool belts. Shoppers should also not expect to see a tax break on art supplies, textbooks, reference books, maps, and globes, electronics and computers, which includes related supplies such as flash drives, memory cards, data storage, computer cases, cables, printer, and ink. The Illinois Department of Public Health reported 4,149 new confirmed and probable cases of COVID-19 in Illinois on Friday, including 24 additional deaths. There were 69 new cases of COVID in our area. Clay, Jasper, Richland, and Wayne County have all been moved into the medium community transmission level. Effingham, Marion, and Fayette counties are still listed in the high community transmission level. There were 12 new cases in Wayne, 15 in Effingham County, 13 in Marion, and 8 in Clay, Fayette, and Jasper counties. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 3,588,158 cases, including 34,412 deaths in Illinois. As of Wednesday of last week, 1,416 individuals in Illinois were reported to be in the hospital with COVID. Of those, 135 were in the ICU, 56 were on ventilators. A total of 23,041,731 vaccines have been administered in the state. 4,694,845 of those have been booster doses. The 7-day rolling average of vaccines administered daily is 9,908 doses. As of Wednesday, 11,186 doses had been administered in the state. The river stages as of this morning, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 28.57 feet above the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Steele at Fort Wayne City has a reading of 6.15 feet below its 15-foot flood stage. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 21.73 feet above its 18-foot flood stage. Bumpa Creek at Browns reads 15.1 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmine, 29.57 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel sits at 5.64 feet. Today's crude oil price is $82.01, up 47 cents from Friday. The September crude oil price is $88.48, up a penny from Friday morning. That's news. Area deaths are next.
Finding the right specialist for your orthopedic needs just got easier. Wabash General Hospital offers non-surgical and conservative treatments, including physical therapy, as well as minimally invasive surgeries, like total joint replacement or tendon repair. Also spinal conditions, herniated discs, and scoliosis. Wabash General Hospital is committed to combining passion and knowledge to heal. Call today, 618-263-6400. That's 618-263-6400.
It is currently 85 degrees in Fairfield. It's time now for the Stock Market Report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edwards Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 32,853 points, up 50 points. The NASDAQ is at 12,680, up 21 points. The current price of crude oil is at $82.01 per barrel, unchanged from this morning. Reporting for WFIW News, I'm Eli Grimes.
Local and area deaths brought to you by Nell's Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nell's Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Myrtle Irene Beard, 84 of Zinnia, died Tuesday, August 2nd. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. today at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, with interment to follow in Shaden Cemetery. Nancy Louise Epperson, formerly of McLeansboro, died on August 5th. Graveside funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. today at the IOOF Cemetery in McLeansboro. Those attending the funeral are asked to go directly to the cemetery. Roy L. Fansler, 83, of Fairfield, died on Friday, August 5th. Funeral services will be held at 11 a.m. today at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. Vaudie Lee Foley Dosher, 92, of Enfield, died on Wednesday, August 3rd. Funeral services will be held at 1 p.m. today at Stindebeck Funeral Home in Enfield, with burial at Enfield Cemetery. Family and friends may visit from 11 a.m. until time of the service at Stindebeck Funeral Home. June Auville, 94, of Fairfield, died on Saturday, August 6th. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, August 10th, at Johnson & Vaughn Funeral Home in Fairfield, with burial in Maple Hill Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. on Tuesday, August 9th, at the funeral home. Kenny Sledge, 78, of Wayne City, died on Saturday, August 6th. Funeral services will be held at 10 a.m. on Wednesday, August 10th, at Young Funeral Home in Wayne City. Visitation will be held from 4 until 7 on Tuesday at Young Funeral Home. Interment will take place in Thomason Cemetery in Wayne City. Stephanie Ann Fortner, 70, of Carmi, died on Thursday, August 4th. A service for Stephanie will be held at 11 a.m. on Thursday, August 11th, at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi, with burial to follow in White County Memorial Gardens. Mary H. Reinhardt Lavellet, 77, of Athens, Alabama, and formerly of Louisville, died on Thursday, August 4th. A funeral ceremony will be held at 1:30 on Friday, August 12th, at Frank and Bright Funeral Home in Flora, with interment to follow at Hoosier Prairie Cemetery. Visitation will be held from 5 until 7 p.m. on Thursday at the funeral home. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast shows a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the late afternoon, otherwise sunny skies with a high near 92. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Are you suffering from hormone imbalance symptoms like fatigue, night sweats, hot flashes, decreased sex drive, and weight gain? Asbury & Associates now offers BioT, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy. Nurse practitioner Melissa Kaufman is a BioT certified provider. Melissa will review your lab results and develop a personalized care plan. Here's Melissa to tell you how the procedure works.
BioT is patient-specific colony, which contains testosterone or estrogen, and they're placed under the skin and release a continuous stream of hormones. These pellets dissolve and are absorbed into the body. About 6 weeks after women's first pelleting, we check hormones by designing some labs. And once we find the best dose, labs are checked yearly. Women typically require pelleting every 3 months to maintain optimal results.
IOT is a simple in-office procedure. Call Asbury & Associates to schedule an appointment. 618-244-4800.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no warranty coverage at all. Due to a decline in the economy, CarShield is announcing a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that is now available to the public to save any driver out-of-pocket expenses on future auto repairs. Call now to find out how you can pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Yes, you heard that correctly. Pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. An open phone line has been established for all drivers to call for a free quick quote. Call 800-279-0433 now. Drivers who are covered will not have to pay for covered repairs again. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Additionally, drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Call us for your free quick quote today. 800-279-0433. That's 800-279-0433. What do you have to lose? Call 800-279-0433. Again, 800-279-0433.
Time now to take a look at your WFIW-WOKZ radio sportscast. The Cardinals are extending their winning streak to 7 games after completing a sweep of the Yankees. St. Louis caught New York 12-9 in the series finale at Busch Stadium. Here's how it sounded on our sister station, WOKZ 105.9 FM. Let's kick it to John Rooney.
Three infielders on the right side for Carpenter, who swings and hits a ground ball to Goldschmidt. Underhanding to Helsley, a Redbird winner, and a sweep of the Yankees.
Chris Stratton earned the victory after following 2 runs over an inning and 2/3 of relief. Nolan Arenado and Paul DeJong each split 3-run homers and drove in 4 runs for the Cards, who improved to 16-48. They lead the NL Central by 2 games over Milwaukee. St. Louis hits the road to take on the Rockies tomorrow night. In MLB action, it was the Cardinals over the Yankees 12-9. Guardians 1, Astros 0. Rays 7, Tigers 0. Royals 13, Red Sox 5. Blue Jays 3, Twins 2 in 10 innings. White Sox 8, Rangers 2. Mariners 6, Angels 3. Phillies 13, Nationals 1. Reds 4, Brewers 2 in 10 innings. Marlins 3, Cubs 0. Mets 5, Braves 2. Dodgers 4, Padres 0. Pirates 8, Orioles 1. And the Giants over the Athletics 6-4. In the PGA Winningham Championship, that one was won by J.H. Kim with a 20-under. John Huh and Sung J.M. both tied for second with a 15-under. In NASCAR Cup Series at Michigan, Kevin Harvick won that one, Bubba Wallace finished second, and Denny Hamlin finished third. Here's the schedule for today. In MLB action, it'll be the Blue Jays at the Orioles, Angels at the Athletics, Yankees at the Mariners, Reds at the Mets, Nationals at the Cubs, Pirates at the Diamondbacks, and the Giants are at the Padres. That is a Monday checkup sports. I'm Drew Pounton, and here's your classic hits, WFIW 104.9 FM forecast. Today, a 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, sunny with a high near 92. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, likely mostly cloudy with a low around 70. Tuesday, showers and thunderstorms, likely mostly cloudy with a high near 80. Tuesday night, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a low of 65. And Wednesday, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly sunny with a high near 80.